Well, some kids get teased and bullied for the way they look, like if they happen to have large ears or some other minor issue. Now, some parents are taking the unusual step to solve the problem. Talking about cosmetic surgery.
Don't even get me started on this, Paulo.
Yeah.
But is that really appropriate for kids? Come on. Statistics from the American Society for Aesthetic Plastic Surgery show that the number of kids and teens who get cosmetic surgery increased nearly 30% over the past decade. I'm telling you, I think it's wrong, but we're joined live on the KFWB Newsline by Beverly Hills cosmetic surgeon, Dr. Paul Nassif, who knows much more about it than I do. So, Dr. Nassif, should kids get surgery just because of the way they look because they're getting bullied?
First of all, thank you very, very much for having me on, Maggie.
Absolutely.
You know, it's funny, I just saw that movie this weekend, you know, about the bullying movie.
The Wimpy Kid?
The Wimpy Kid.
Yeah.
And, But I have to tell you, that to me is really not a good reason. I mean, when it's partial. Let me clarify that. I have a lot of teenagers that will come in, either with a very large, let's say, a big nose, or maybe with protruding ears. And, you know, if it's something they're very self-conscious about, and it is affecting their self-esteem, and, you know, it's something that is something that they just can't get rid of, and they're also having the right person talk to them, whether it's the family, or even possibly a psychologist, in certain situations we will correct either the hump on the nose or the ears to help, you know, get rid of that, you know, insecure feeling. And it does help.
But do you usually first counsel them and say, you know, try to live with it, or?
I would say out of all the children I would see that are that age, I'd say about 40% of them will proceed with surgery after we, you know, put them through the rigmarole of having consultations and making sure they're doing it for the right reasons. And if it's something, like I said, that is really, really bothering them, and it's something that's very, very obvious, not just like a slight little hump, but let's just say, for example, a very large hump. And that, you know, let's say, for example, that we could all even notice it, and it probably does not look that attractive on somebody. And sometimes doing that does help them. I've seen now children self-esteem completely change around. I've seen them get along better with other children. I've seen them actually do better in school. And so in certain situations, it may be a good thing. But every situation we have to take, you know, into consideration and think about it differently. It's not a general rule.
Okay, how about these young girls who want breast augmentation when they're like, you know, 15, 16? Come on.
Now, that one I totally disagree with. I completely agree with you on that. That's ridiculous. That's not for, you know, something they're being teased about the rest of their life. I think that is something they should wait till they're, you know, an adult, consenting, shall we say, and then at that point make the right decision. But I don't like that idea.
Doctor, whatever happened to just growing into your body, especially when you're young? A lot can change between 15 and 25.
You know, especially it's more of the young ladies that are changing, especially in the, you know, they do. Their puberty comes on earlier than males, and they also grow into things a lot faster than males. It's true, but the problem is with plastic surgery, so accessible, and plus we, you know, remember, as you know, we live in Los Angeles here,
mm-hmm.
and I'm in the Beverly Hills area, so we're going to see more of a population in this area that likes these type of things.
Right. Okay, so, you know, people, parents especially. You know what my parents said when I had a complaint about my looks? They said, it's what's on the inside that counts. But I didn't buy that for a minute. But I certainly didn't get the option of plastic surgery, I'll tell you that. I don't know. Things have changed, haven't they?
Oh, my goodness. But May, like I mentioned, you know, every situation is different. And
right.
We have to review every situation.
Right, exactly. So you can't say across the board it's bad for everybody.
Exactly.
Thank you so much. That's Dr. Paul Nassif, Beverly Hills plastic surgeon.
Yep.